Oka basa terasa, kapasa, kopia basa. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said that there's faith in this house for miracles. So before I get into the word, we're going to make some declarations. I want you to picture those things before you that have been great in your eyes, troubles and situations that you've been going through. And we're going to declare how great God is over those situations. Just take a minute. Lord God, we bring before you our loved ones that we have tried so hard to bring into your kingdom, God. And we have had no effect on them whatsoever. We bring them before you, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, our relatives. And we declare over each and every one of them, how great is our God? How great is my God? You are well able, God, to bring them into your kingdom, your way, God. Quickly, God. Suddenly, God. To come into their lives and do miracles, God. To give them, Lord, dreams and visions, encounters with you. That they would be radically saved. We declare over our unsaved loved ones, how great is my God. You are great and well able. We bring before you those sick that we've been praying for, those suffering with cancer, those suffering with heart disease, and chronic illnesses, arthritis. We bring before you our own sicknesses and infirmities, our own aches and pains, God. And we lay them at your feet, Father. We're going right before the throne of God. Father and Jesus sitting side by side. And we just lay these sicknesses at your feet. And we know, Jesus, you took these sicknesses, every one of them. You took diabetes. You took deafness. You took these things on the cross. And you paid the price for us to be healed for them. So we come to you today and we declare over all of our sicknesses, how great is my God? How great you are, God. Over my sicknesses, God, you rule, God. You heal me, God. You heal me on the cross, God. I receive your benefits. I receive your healing for myself and for all those I've laid before you, Father. For Judy, for Gladys, for everyone, God. Everyone, tell God the names of those people that you've been praying for. For Sam, God. For each one, God. Everyone, God. When you walked the earth, Jesus, you healed every single one. Everyone. We thank you, God, that you're not just coming today in this hour to heal one or two here and one or two there. You're coming to heal everyone. When the wind blows and people are outside, everyone feels the wind. And if in the natural, wind can be felt by everyone, how much more in the spirit realm, in the supernatural, can the wind of God, the breath of God, the breath of the Holy Spirit be felt by everyone. Let that breath of healing come now and heal all those afflicted by cancer, even stage four, end stage. We send the word and we say, rise up and be healed. Receive the resurrection power of Jesus. All sickness and infirmity, loose our loved ones now in the name of Jesus. The resurrection power of Jesus, the glory of God, come upon each one now. Cancer, flee. Premature death, flee. Health, come into them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lay before you our problems, Lord God, and those of our loved ones of finances. We might not be struggling with our finances, but we might know some in our family that are. And as the Lord gave me that word for Gus and Darlene, for their family, not to worry, that he was going to take care of them. And he began instantly working on that. Receive it for yourselves too, for your children, your grandchildren. Prosperity, God. We lay before your feet, God, all those, Lord God, that are in lack, that have poverty around them. Jesus, you became poor. Naked, you hung on the cross, God. You took our poverty and our lack. And we ask, Father, now for a miracle. Miracles come forth in the name of Jesus. Prosperity come forth in the name of Jesus. We also pray, Lord God, for persecuted Christians. And that could be us, persecuted by our loved ones because we're following hard after you. But it's also those that live in the Mideast, all throughout the land, all throughout this world, as many persecuted Christians. We lay them at your feet, Father. And we say, how great is our God? You are greater than ISIS. You are greater than those that persecute your children. You are greater than those that persecute us, that mistreat us. You are greater than them, Lord God. Turn our enemies, God, around and bring salvation and deliverance to them, God. Let there be radical conversions in ISIS and in other terrorist groups. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our God is good. Our God is good. Thank you, God. How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful it is to serve the living God. His glory fills the earth. Scripture tells us his glory fills the earth. Thank you, God. There's nothing, God, that we will lack. If we stay close to you, there's nothing, not a thing. Last week I talked about Isaiah 60. Arise, shine. Huh? Arise and shine. Why are we to arise and shine? For the glory of the Lord God is upon you. Arise and shine. Thick darkness covers the earth. Doesn't it? The world is covered in darkness. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. The world might be held in darkness, but we don't belong to the world. Our portion is not the portion of the world. For too long, the church has abdicated its authority and allowed itself to be subjugated to the things of the world and to the enemy and let ourselves be under the enemy's feet. But this is a new hour. This is a new day. God says, I want you to know who you are. The glory of the Lord God Almighty rises upon you. I did not create you for darkness. I did not create you for despair and misery. I created you to house my glory. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, that they will see the glory of God. Show them, testify of what God has done for you. Let the glory of God just pour through you as you go through the land. People say, what's this about you? What's this about you? Our motto for our church is glory on the go. Be filled with the glory and bring that glory out. Don't let the darkness of discouragement, doesn't the enemy try to discourage us and remind us of all the bad things going on in our lives? And what does God say? Keep your eyes fixed and focused on me, and I'll keep you in perfect peace. Think on those things that are good and pure and lovely. Don't meditate on what the enemy's doing. And for too long, the church has been doing that. We've been meditating on the perils of Pauline, so to speak. Huh? We've been meditating on all the misery the enemy has brought into our lives. Instead of meditating on the wonderful, glorious things our God has done, Philippians 4:8, think on those things that are good and pure and lovely. Don't let your mind go where it wants to go. If we let our mind go where it wants to go, it won't go in the right direction. We lose control of our mind. The enemy's right there to grab it and take it. Take it. Where's it going to take it? To discouragement, to fear, to unbelief, to self-pity, to hatred, to being offended and angry. That's where he'll take our minds. We can't let him have them. We've got to take control of our thoughts, and we've got to give our thoughts to God and think those thoughts that are good and pure and lovely. What's God saying? He's saying, you don't have darkness on you. You have the light of my glory on you. Know who you are. Don't walk in darkness. Walk in the light of my glory. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, my children. Know that I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. You can leave me, but I won't leave you. The story of the prodigal son. Who left? Did the father leave the son when the son went off to sow his wild oats and just squander his inheritance? Who left? The kid left. The father stood faithful, watching, waiting, praying for the son to return. When the son said, I've sinned, immediately he was restored. Immediately. God says, I'll never leave you. Don't let the enemy remind you of your faults and your failings and your mistakes to keep you from relationship with me. The minute you said, I've sinned, I'm sorry, and begin your way back to God, he ran and met you and grabbed you and restored you. And we all know that when we got saved, that's what happened. But that many times in life, we blow it. We make mistakes. We do things that we don't want anybody to know. We think thoughts we shouldn't think. We don't do things we should have done. The minute you say, I'm sorry, it's washed away in the sea of forgetfulness, and you are completely restored, and everything is restored to you. What did the prodigal son get? Was he sent to be the servant and live in one of the outhouses? Huh? With the servants? No. He completely was restored. He put new shoes on him, shoes of covenant. That's what a covenant was, reestablished. You're my son, and I'm your father. Get back in covenant relationship with me. You're not a servant. You're a child of God. And I want you to know who you are. That's what God's saying through that. New robe. What's the robe? The robe of righteousness, covering all our sins. The cloak, huh? Of destiny. Whatever you were created to do, the devil's going to tell you, you lost it. You blew it. You'll never be what God told you he wants you to be. When you get back in his arms, I don't care how many times we fall short when we run back in his arms, he puts that cloak of destiny back on us. Because the call of God and the gifts of God are irrevocable. He doesn't take them back. He never takes them back. Once we're returned to him, he puts that back on us. A ring, put a ring on his finger, and then he threw an enormous party. And when I read that, I just see revival. Huh? Revival is like a big party that God is throwing for his children. That's revival. Invites all the neighbors, kills the fatted calf. Everybody come and partake of this wonderful celebration because my son was lost and now he's alive. And is this a picture of what God's going to do for the United States of America? It's okay when we can think about it for us, but how about the United States of America? How about our nation? Has our nation left God? Oh yeah, like the prodigal son. It's gone off to do its thing. Abortion, homosexual marriages, the laws of the land, absolutely opposite and oppose the Bible, biblical standards. Oh yeah, our nation's done that. Just like the prodigal son, we've left God, but God hasn't left us. God hasn't left us. standing, waiting, waiting, waiting for this nation to run back into his arms, and there will be a complete restoration of every single thing that's been stolen from us in this restoration, just like the prodigal son. Let's let our faith arise, okay, in who our God is and what his pouring his glory out on us means. It's huge. What is the glory? We know. It's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God. When Moses asked him, show me your glory, God. He says, I'll put you in the cleft of a rock and I'm going to put my hand in front of you and then all of my goodness will pass before you. Can't see me, but you can see my back. Because if you see my face, you'll die. So what was he saying? All of my goodness is my glory. And that goodness, God's goodness, is going to get poured out on us individually. God's going to make us good. Huh? How many of us want to be good? We all want to be good. We want to make good decisions. We want to respond in a good way. We want to be loving. We want to be forgiving. We want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. He said, in my glory is my goodness. When I pour my glory out on you, I'm pouring all of my goodness on you. What makes me good, I'm sharing it with you. He's saying that to us as individuals. I want your faith to arise. How many of us struggle, don't raise your hands because we all do, struggle with different faults and different failings in our lives? We might lose our temper. We might gossip. We might be fearful. We might have an addiction that we're hiding that nobody else knows about. We might have different issues we struggle with. He says, I'm pouring my goodness out on you. And don't let your flaws and those things that irritate you about yourself seem so big in your sight that you don't think I'm big enough to take care of those things. I'm a mighty God. I'm an awesome God. I'm going to pour my goodness on you, on you, on you, on you, and share my character with you. I'm going to share my generosity, my loving nature, my kindness, my ability to forgive. I'm going to give it to you. Why is he going to give it to us? So we can be a light that shines in the darkness. So we can look in the mirror and say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My God is with me, and if my God is for me, who and what can be against me? There's nothing I can't do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what he's transforming us into as he pours his glory out on us. But let's take it that one step further. How about if he pours his glory out on your worst enemy? Huh? How about if he pours his glory out on those that are giving you a tough time and transforms them in a twinkling of an eye? Will that be awesome, huh? How about if he pours his glory out on your sons and your daughters and your kids, huh? Awesome. How about if he pours his glory out on this nation? And he causes this nation to resemble him. He causes this nation to be a nation that gives. What was this nation created to be? This nation was created to be the breadbasket of the world. God wanted this nation to be the nation that he could send every other nation to receive what they need. And that's what he's going to restore us to. He's going to do some changing, but our God is big. Our God is awesome. He just needs a few people to believe. He needs a Gideon army, a Gideon group, to say, I know who my God is, and the United States of America is not too big or too hard for my God to enter into and transform in the twinkling of an eye. To change this nation from glory to glory. I don't know if any of you have God TV on your TVs, and but I was watching the Azusa Street Revival Celebration. It was in California. It's in California. Los Angeles, City of the Angels. Huh? And how wicked a city is Los Angeles. Huh? How wicked a city is. How bad is the state of California? And you had to see 80, 90,000 people worshiping God with all that is within them, dancing before the Lord, celebrating him from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock, 10:30 last night, the whole day. To see this, only God could enter into a wicked city. So God's moving in the United States. And so where does he choose to go? He chooses to go to one of the most wicked places, to the Sodom and Gomorrah of the United States of America. He chooses to go there and pour his glory out and start transforming the most wicked. Why? So that those of us that watch can say, he can do anything. If he can enter into Los Angeles and do this there in Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle, Washington, if he can do this there, he can touch my son. He can touch my daughter. He can touch my state, my neighborhood. He can enter in. If we will have that kind of faith and not subjugate God to what the devil has been doing and what the devil could do or might do, and get our thinking turned around, okay? For too long, the church has been in that place of focusing on the negative things that the enemy has put upon us and has been doing and has given the enemy so much power over us because we see it, we believe it, we're receiving it. No, this is a change. We're going to focus on that which is good and pure and lovely. What is our God doing in this hour? What is our God doing in our lives in this hour? What is our God going to do in our nation in this hour? How many of you believe? I believe. I believe with all that is within me that we are going to see a tidal wave of God's glory come from the eastern coast of the United States, and picture a big tidal wave going over of the glory of God, and a big tidal wave of the glory of God come from the west coast of the United States, from the southern borders to Canada and beyond, and just, can you see it? Huh? Tidal wave of his glory. Tidal wave of his power. Miracles. Miracles upon miracles. Healings upon healings. There was somebody last night at this revival, this Azusa Street thing, that came up. A gentleman that had cancer, brain tumor. Cancerous brain tumor. It was so bad that he completely lost the ability to speak. Could not speak at all. Comes into the revival, to the Azusa Street celebration, comes in there. This is the 110th year since that revival broke out in Azusa Street. Comes in, the glory of God comes on him. He got up and gave a testimony and spoke perfectly. He said, all the symptoms are gone. Couldn't talk. All the symptoms are gone. I have no more symptoms. That's our God. That's a mighty, awesome God. We've got to let our faith arise, shake off the dust of where we've been, watching what the enemy's done to our nation, our loved ones, our friends. Shake it off. Focus on the good that we're seeing God do. Say, me too, God. Me too. My family, my nation, me too, God. Let's all stand. We're going to worship our God. I was going to give you a list of all the benefits of the glory. We'll see if we touch on that next week. There is nothing that God will not withhold from us in the glory. We receive, when Jesus walked the earth, he was the glory of the Father. Okay? He was the glory of God walking the earth. What happened wherever Jesus went when he walked the earth? Miracles. Miracles. Multiplication of loaves and fish. Prosperity, miracles, healings, deliverance, people that were oppressed by the devil, delivered. That's our God. He wants to deliver those that are oppressed by the devil. Do we know a lot of people that are oppressed by the devil? Yeah. Jesus came to set the oppressed free. The glory sets the oppressed free. Let's have faith that in the midst of this glory, we're going to see God set our loved ones free. Protect us in the glory. There's great protection. Enemy can't touch you if you got the glory on you. Deliverance is in the glory. Healing is in the glory. Lord, we ask that as we worship you right now, that you pour your glory out upon each and every one of us. We have faith. We trust you, Lord God, that what you want to do, you will do in our lives, in our families, and in our nation, and in this world. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for the offering. Lord Jesus, for those of you that we're going to, for those that are new, during this part, during the first song, if you come forward and take communion back to your seats, we'll take communion together. If you have an offering, you can put it in the basket. Lord Jesus, I pray for the offering. I pray for all those that diligently sow into this ministry, God. I pray, God, that you would send angels into their lives, Lord, to protect their property and to pour out on them a hundredfold increase. I pray, God, that they would not be able to contain the blessings you pour out on them. They have to give it away to other people. They have so much. I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.